Milwaukeean Rick Whaley and the late Red Cliff Chippewa activist Walter Brissett wrote the book Walleye Warriors in the 1990s. It chronicled the controversy over tribal spearfishing in much of northern Wisconsin. Tomorrow, Whaley and Dave DeNomi of the Bad River Chippewa will appear at a Milwaukee forum to talk about the book and the public TV series We Shall Remain. Whaley says the spearfishing battle and the series have common themes.
One of the themes, especially raised in the first episode on PBS, was what does a treaty mean and what does standing by your word mean in terms of treaties that America has made with Indian nations, and that played a very prominent role in the treaty rights discussions here in Wisconsin.
Whaley says the dispute in northern Wisconsin has been quieter during the last 15 years, but spearfishers are still not made to feel welcome at some sites. Yet, Whaley also says there have been examples of cooperation between whites and Native people in the North.
The Alliance Against the Crandon Mine was a very strong example of white communities and Indian communities working together in northern Wisconsin. And I think the efforts in terms of education and understanding Native tribes in Wisconsin and their history of treaties has come a long way, too, in the years since the boat landing drama.
We Shall Remain's final episode will be about the Wounded Knee takeover in 1973. The film's producers say the event showed Indians remained a vital force in the U.S. and provided strength for later struggles. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.